Hi everyone. This episode will focus on sleep, the importance of sleep for particularly UHSC students, why people aren't getting enough sleep, and some of the solutions to how you can sleep better to make your life, your well-being, and your concentration and understanding better in your HSC year. So, research suggests around 70% of teens are sleep deprived, according to Chris Seaton from the Wolcock Institute of Medical Research, specialism in sleep and breathing. Chris claims there's a number of factors at play here. It's common for teenagers to experience a sleep phase delay where their natural body clock starts telling them to get sleepy around 2 hours later than when they were younger. The rise and fall of feeling tired, known as the circadian rhythms, shifts to later in the day, resulting in teens pushing back their bedtime. So through the teenage years, age 12 to 18, your sleep requirement doesn't decrease. So there's a disconnect between the social norm, which is, as you get older through teenage years, you go to bed later. And the research shows us that teenagers right from 12 to 18 need around 9 hours sleep on average. The causes. So what are the causes? Why aren't teenagers getting enough sleep? From the outset, good sleep is a tough sell to teenagers, according to Chris Seaton. He claims sleep's not very exciting. I don't think you can necessarily see the tangible benefits of it unless you have good sleep. So what happens? The teenagers he sees who are chronically sleep deprived don't actually have the insight into how they would feel if they had good sleep. Convincing teens to get more sleep can be hard next to that natural hormonal shift in circadian rhythms. They may genuinely not feel sleepy until 2 hours later than normal. This later bedtime also clashes with early school starts, creating a sleep debt that chases tiredness into everyday learning and activities. As students grow older, their lives get busier with social, school, and part-time work responsibilities eating into their sleep time. Many of these social and leisure activities increasingly involve exposure to screens with overstimulating entertainment on them and greater amounts of blue light, which disrupts the body's production of melatonin, the brain chemical responsible for sleep. Alongside peer and social pressures to stay awake longer, teens can fall into a vicious cycle where sleep deprivation makes their brains more active, which inhibits their sleepiness. The risks. So what are the risks of sleep deprivation? The impacts of this sleep deprivation are distinctly negative. Numerous studies have found lack of sleep leads to increased excessive daytime sleepiness, which in turn results in concentration difficulties and poorer academic performance. It can also lead to physical health issues, said Chris Seaton. We think bad sleep in adolescence predicts later problems related to moods, heart disease, diabetes and obesity. Perhaps the biggest impact during teenage years is on learning and cognition abilities, notes Seaton. If you're in a classroom, you need good sleep the night before you learn, because otherwise you can't establish short-term memory. Deep REM sleep consolidates learning, says Seaton, converting short-term memories into long-term memories. Other impacts can include a shortened attention span, poor mental health, particularly focused around depression, aggression and mood swings, difficulty making decisions and critically analysing situations, and also a lack of enthusiasm and slower reflexes. We think bad sleep in adolescence predicts later problems related to moods, heart disease, diabetes, and even obesity. Solutions. So what are the solutions to these sleep deprivation problems? Well, Chris Seaton advocates a very strict pre-bedtime routine to get sleeping times back to normal. Around 45 minutes before bed, he recommends a hot, deep bath with light reading or music, followed by a snack and possibly a warm drink before heading to bed. You should also definitely avoid blue light from mobile phones or other devices. It's a bit like boot camp, he says. It's very, very strict. After 4 or 5 weeks, the brain gets used to this, so when the bath comes, the brain's already thinking about sleep. These are called sleep onset cues. Gradually, a fading bedtime's introduced, where the pre-bed routine starts earlier to fool the body clock. He says the younger the brain, the less time it will take to retrain it this way, estimating Jasmine would take about 4 to 5 weeks to get into a normal sleeping pattern. Despite trying some of these techniques, some people have never sustained them longer than 2 weeks. Other things to look into: increasing opportunities to nap during the day, obviously after school, and keeping your sleeping spaces dark and cool. Drinking caffeinated or energy drinks before bed should also be avoided. Okay, well, I really hope this has helped with the causes, the risks, and the solutions to sleep deprivation. Thank you very much.